our world. And so I know that doesn't answer the question specifically about wood rats and what do I do. And mm-hmm. maybe we can ask our larger listening audience if they have any ideas. But that this whole thing about gardening is a much larger experience sometimes than just going in and harvesting the food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, picture.
Well, that's a great idea, and I think we will let people know how to get hold of both you and I for questions that they would like to have answered. And I guess what I'm getting from that is just plant more and be prepared to share with the other peoples, and I mean winged peoples, insect peoples, all of those peoples too.
I think that's a really good approach, you know, and it's heartbreaking. I've been there many times when you go up, check your garden, and some crop you've just been waiting to harvest is missing parts here and there because of others. And maybe sharing sometimes is not just a bad thing to learn, or some other tricks of the trade that apply to that particular critter to help you get, you know, the biggest bang out of your harvest.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's a good point. I know as I've had to learn about Rocky Mountain wood rats, one thing I've learned is they love going down tubes, which is a nice way to set up your have a heart trap, set a tube going in. They just seem to be drawn to it like a magnet.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you got a sec, let me ask you this other question. Now, normally, as soon as I see plants coming up, I start piling the mulch on because I just love to kind of keep the soil at equal moisture. But I have a feeling this year in particular, it's maybe a good thing to hold off on throwing that mulch down early.
That's a really good point, Don.
Yeah.
This has been a very cool year. And like you, it sounds like, I'm a big fan of mulching. I collect rotting hay and straw from many, many places, and I have